You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
While we've been so focused on COVID this year, there is another deadlier killer that really should be getting even more attention, cancer. And the burden of cancer in South Africa is compounded by a lack of awareness of breast and prostate health issues in particular, cultural barriers, and also limited access to healthcare facilities. Additionally, many patients delay seeking treatment for symptoms, and it's hindered efforts to combat the disease among lower income communities. Now, way back, 10 years ago, AstraZeneca responded to this need and announced the launch of the PAKAMISA program. And today, AstraZeneca launched an extended partnership with the Department of Health on their initiative of PAKAMISA. To find out more, I'm joined now by Barbara Nell, AstraZeneca's country president for the African cluster with responsibility for South Africa, Sub-Sahara and French-speaking Africa. That's a pretty big portfolio. Barbara, welcome. What is the current situation in terms of breast and prostate cancer and state health care access right now in South Africa?
So, Michael, I think if we look at breast and prostate cancer, they are really growing health problems in South Africa. And breast cancer is one of the most common cancers in women. And, you know, if you look at the lifetime risk, it's about one in every 26 women in South Africa that will contract breast cancer. And if we look at prostate cancer, on an average, about 5 South African men die from prostate cancer every day. And about 4,300 South African men are newly diagnosed with prostate cancer every year. So I think that speaks to the vastness of the issue and the challenges. And then, as you mentioned before, you know, the burden of the cancer is further compounded by many of the socioeconomic obstacles. Very often it starts with a lack of awareness of breast and prostate health issues, cultural barriers that might exist, and also limited access to healthcare facilities. And this very often means that patients often delay seeking treatment. You know, and this then especially happens in lower income communities. And this is why the PAKAMISA program is so important for us, also how we work with the South Africa, the public healthcare system, to raise awareness around cancer, and then to really try and also ensure that the patients they seek treatment earlier, and that when they seek treatment, they are correctly treated at the right time for their disease.
Now, what is PAKAMISA all about at its heart? Because we've got the president who is stressing that his administration in particular wants to work more closely with the private sector. And you launched this program with government back in December of 2010. Mm-hmm. What is it about at its heart?
So PAKAMISA, just firstly, the word means to uplift. And so for us at AstraZeneca, this is a core component of our sustainability strategy to drive access to healthcare, and in a way to create focus on uplifting care and improving treatment outcomes, with a current focus on improving breast and prostate cancer. And it addresses three issues. It's about early detection of disease, promotion of primary and prevention, and then thirdly around access to care. And that is really kind of what it is at its heart.
Now, as I said, the president is stressing that he wants more public-private partnerships. What is the importance of partnering in healthcare solutions and the role of a triple P type model if we're to look at the lessons that you've learned through Operation or through PAKAMISA and this program that you've been involved with now for the last 10 years?
So maybe let me first just start by explaining to you a little bit more around the key pillars. And I think that would then also help to explain a little bit more around the public-private partnership. So there are really the key pillars within PAKAMISA. The first one is around training. And so this is a key priority within PAKAMISA. And this is about increasing the ability of the healthcare system to handle the burden of these non-communicable diseases such as cancer. So it supports healthcare worker capacity building across all levels. So from the primary care clinics to the community health centers to district and tertiary hospitals. And sort of in this new launch of PAKAMISA that we are currently doing, we're also embarking on training for breast specialist health nurses. This is happening at a national level across South Africa, and it's an accredited 6-month qualification from the University of Stellenbosch. The second pillar of PAKAMISA is around awareness. So this is where we are raising awareness to empower patients, community health workers, and also healthcare professionals. And here, once again, the focus is on how do we teach people around self-examination, identification, and then with that, improved referral timelines. This is so often a big, big challenge that we see in the public sector, where patients are not treated early enough. And the issue here is very, very much that cancer, it should be a community conversation. You know, this is really about not just the people living in the metro areas like, you know, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Cape Town, but it's also the people living in the rural areas. You know, and to be able to identify cancer and to be aware of cancer, whether you live in a rural area or a big metro center, it's the same. It's the same challenges that the patients face. And early diagnosis and being able to be aware of cancer, that does not that does not require like specialist skills. The treatment does, but we can do much, much more through programs such as PACAMISA to ensure this early detection and also awareness amongst patients.
Well, that's
and
why.
Then the third pillar of the program is around access. So how do patients actually access the clinics? And in a way with minimal pit stops along the way, so that they don't maybe go to the clinic and come back home and go to the clinic and come back home. But at the first time that they go to the clinic, they are correctly diagnosed to say, listen, maybe there's a lump here. We're not exactly 100% sure, but we think you need to go to the, you know, to the local hospital to maybe just get that checked out. And if we do that and we do that correctly, then also that we can manage the patient earlier on before the disease has progressed too much. And at the same time, if this then happens in clinics with well-trained nurses and healthcare professionals, there's also opportunities for data gathering. And I think this is so critical because then we would also be able to track, for instance, the timelines for the patients to be treated along what we refer to as this patient journey, this journey that the patient goes through, you know, from the local community health worker to the clinic to the hospital.
Absolutely, Barbara. Why it is such good news that you are extending this initiative, PACAMISA, with the Department of Health this week. Barbara Nell, AstraZeneca's country president for the Africa cluster.